This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Thank you for calling the tip line for the United States House of Representatives. If you have information regarding former Congressman Mark Foley and his contacts or communications with any current or former House pages, or any other information or concern about the House page program, please leave your information at the tone.
The message on a special number set up by Congress to field calls about Mr. Foley, who resigned last week after it was revealed that he sent sexually explicit online messages to a former congressional page. Mr. Foley has reportedly been in an alcohol abuse treatment center this week. NPR senior news analyst Dan Jor joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And the House Ethics Committee's opened an investigation. They say they're investigating the whole Congress, not just Mr. Foley. They want to see if there was some systemic negligence in the matter. Mm-hmm. What does this investigation mean?
Well, the Ethics Committee, as you may know, is unique in being the only committee of Congress which is evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. Mm-hmm. That means it's much easier to stop from doing something than to get something done there. And I imagine that we're going to see them acting with great and deliberate speed, and that nothing will happen before the election, which I think is the name of the game.
Speaking of the election, of course, this scandal has led to calls for Speaker Dennis Hastert to resign. And,
yes.
And the accusation is that he was in one way or another tipped to at least inappropriate behavior some time ago and failed to act, at least failed to act adequately. Is it possible, with elections just a few weeks away, that Republicans politically would have more to gain from his resignation than Democrats?
That may well be. You know, it's somewhat ironic that Hastert himself came into the speakership on the wings of scandal. Mm-hmm. It was after the resignation of Gingrich, and then you had Bob Livingston, and before he could take the chair there, they found he'd had some extramarital affairs sometime in the past. And so now Hastert has to try to survive this by depending on his Republicans. If Republicans are willing to go with him, he's all right. But we don't know, and I think it'll probably take some time and reading of polls before Republicans, especially those who are running for office this year, mm-hmm. decide where they want to be. Already we've had, for example, a Tom Kaine, Republican running for the Senate from New Jersey, has called on Hastert to resign. Well, let's wait and see how many more of those there are.
A number of people have pointed out that more than 20 years ago, there was another page scandal, and you had a Republican then, Dan Crane of Illinois, and Jerry Studs of Massachusetts, a Democrat, admitted that that actually had relations with two teenage congressional pages. Mr. Crane, a Republican, was defeated for re-election. Mr. Studs unapologetically confirmed he had relations with young male pages, and he was elected six more times,
yes.
returned to office. What makes this case different?
Well, what I surmise is that in those years since then, the evangelicals have taken a greater and greater role in the Republican Party, and they've become the base. And if the Republicans are going to be the values party, they really have to act like the values party. Mm-hmm. And so I think part of this reaction to what's happening with the Speaker and with Foley is simply it's a different ball game now. Mm-hmm. If you are a Republican, you'd better be up for all kinds of good values.
What's your feeling, your measured judgment, a few weeks from now, how much difference, impact, is this likely to have in the election?
That is a question that can only be answered when we see what the polls show. Already, I have found there's some anecdotal evidence here and there of somebody saying, I've always been a Republican, but now I'm not going to vote, or mm-hmm. I'm going to vote against, and so on. There is the beginning of a feeling among some of the Republican voters that they don't like this, and how much of that we just have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's been a bloody week again for U.S. forces in Iraq. The Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John Warner was in Iraq this week.
Yes.
And Senator Warner said if violence in Iraq is not under control in several months,
yes.
then perhaps the U.S. should consider a change in course.
Yes.
What does this mean that Senator Warner has called for this?
Well, this is Senator Warner. This is Mr. Military. This is a great supporter of President Bush. And it really must rock them. I mean, you sort of wait and say, you know, it reminds me of during the Vietnam War. There came a point where you look back in history and said, what was the turning point?
Mm-hmm.
I think John Warner coming out with this kind of statement on Iraq could be looked back on as a turning point.
I want to ask you about North Korea, which announced this week it's preparing to test a nuclear weapon. Once again, there's condemnation and concern from much of the outside world and members of the international community and the United Nations. Realistically, though, what options exist?
Realistically, there are no options, is the short answer. I mean, Japan wants a stronger resolution from the UN Security Council than it's likely to get. Unless you're ready to go to war, which I don't believe the United States is anymore, unless you're ready to go to war, there is nothing you do except you bite your nails.
Mm-hmm. Bite your nails and hope that they don't do it, or bite your nails and hope that something can intervene?
Something can intervene. Maybe that they come in and say, oh, we really only wanted a special meeting bilaterally with President Bush, and then we'll feel better about it. One never knows. But as of now, there is no way out.
Thanks very much, Dan Shore.
My pleasure.